Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, it was just before 3 p.m. on Saturday, May 21st. It was the long weekend. Everyone was breathing just a little bit easier, an extra day to enjoy that long weekend. Well, little did we know what was about to come down in our region. We wanted to speak today with Councillor Laura Dudas, Councillor for Innes Ward. How are you, Councillor?
I'm well, Sam. Thanks.
Take me back to that moment. Do you remember when you got that alert on your phone and you know, sort of the next few minutes after that, Laura?
Absolutely. I was outside with my family, and I remember getting the alert on my phone. We all raced inside and, you know, certainly anticipated that it would be a thunderstorm, never realizing just the full extent of what, you know, not just our family, but the city of Ottawa was about to face, and even across the province.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite substantial, and I can't say I've ever lived through anything quite like it.
Absolutely, I agree. And, you know, we know that 11 people, at least 11 people across the province lost their lives. We know there was lives lost in this region as well. And, you know, when you think about the destruction, the, you know, the trees that were down, the houses that were obviously had lots of damage to cars. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And then so much, of course, you know, challenge regarding getting power back to pretty much half the city at one point. How do you think Hydro Ottawa has handled the communications around that and coming out of the city council meeting yesterday as well? I know you heard some information yesterday.
First, I would like to just compliment and truly applaud Hydro Ottawa's crews and the staff, because they managed to replace 410 poles over the course of the storm and the outage, which would normally take a year. They managed to do it in, you know, less than 2 weeks.
Mm.
And they were out there come heck or high water doing this work while many of them were out of power at their own homes. So, you know, I can't say enough about the Hydro Ottawa crews, all of the partner crews that came in to help from across the Canada and the province and the Ministry of Natural Resources. We couldn't have done this alone as a city. I do think, and we did hear this yesterday at council, that where things could have been addressed a little differently was in the communications. And I was very, very pleased to hear Bryce Conrad and Jim Durrell, who are, you know, the leadership of Hydro Ottawa, recognize that that was where maybe some of the gaps were, and that they are going to be doing a full debriefing and understanding how they could further improve the communications to residents, particularly when many of the residents, because it was such a prolonged outage, had no power, had no access to the internet, and couldn't get updates through regular social media or online forums.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, Laura, I mean, I have a love of radio. I'm sure you can tell that. But we really think about the role that so many of us played. I think about Mark Day, our news director here at City News, jumped on, you know, within hours of the storm to ensure that we were providing those updates, because many people, that's all they had was a radio, right, to hear what was happening and how bad it was. And then we, you know, on that Sunday, we were on air, I think, for 9 hours straight. And then on the Monday as well, we wanted to keep people informed. But, you know, this is a communications, you know, breakdown in a few ways. And I would love you to sort of talk about some of the gaps that took place, because to your point, not everyone is going to have access to the internet, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because I draw on my own experience as I was formerly a journalist, and I also worked in communications prior to being elected as a politician. And, you know, I think that this is such hopefully it's a unique circumstance, but we need to start anticipating that natural emergencies are going to play havoc with how we communicate, how we address people's needs, how we need to build infrastructure, including hydro, but other things as well throughout the city. And when I look back at what happened throughout the storm, I know in my particular ward, I had residents who at the beginning, they were without power and they were able to go charge their devices. They were able to save some of their food. But then as more and more people came online and those pockets of people remained out, those individuals, those residences who were still okay at the beginning, now they weren't so okay. Now they weren't getting information. I myself and my team, and thank goodness, you know, people from Ottawa Public Health were going door to door and checking on them. But every single day, their situation was becoming more and more precarious, depending on their circumstances. And they weren't getting information about when they might hope to get power back on. And that way, they couldn't plan for anything. And I think it was the inability to plan that was a big struggle for many of the residents in my community.
And we heard Bryce Conrad say a number of times through that, I don't want to give anybody false hope. And I have to say, Laura, I actually really felt for him when he was saying that, because there is, and he said the exact same thing. There's nothing worse than telling someone their power is going to be on at 3 o'clock when it doesn't come on at 3 o'clock. So is some of this just beyond Bryce's control? I mean, Bryce is one person, he's got a whole team, but is this beyond, you know, the call of one person to say that, you know, the power is going to be back on when maybe it isn't going to be back on?
One of the things that I always find with communications is there's no way you can over communicate. People don't get tired of hearing too much information. They're often lacking the right information. And I think you are right in that it's beyond one person or one corporation to share all this information. But the dilemma is that folks throughout our city who were out power for a very long period of time, some without the ability to maybe tune into the almost daily media advisories, or we're getting bits and bytes, they weren't getting some of the details they needed as the situation progressed. Mm-hmm. So what I did ask that Hydro Ottawa consider as they move forward, because it's a very innovative and forward-thinking corporation, is how do you work with your customers? How do you inform your customers about what's important to them when they have no power? So can you team up with the city better? Because in my circumstance, you know, I was going door to door to every single person who was out for long periods of time as often as I could, multiple times a day, bringing ice and talking to folks. But I wasn't able to tell them, well, listen, we don't think it's coming on for another couple hours, or, you know, the outage map is not right.
Right.
It says 4 o'clock. But you're actually not going to be on. I didn't know. I don't personally have that expertise. So I think there's a shared relationship between not just the city of Ottawa, but all of the stakeholders when it comes to an emergency, to find ways to address the unique communications needs.
Mm-hmm. What did they do well, Laura?
Oh, they got us back online. Mm-hmm. You know, I personally was out for about 6 days. And I know that many in my community were on a little bit sooner than that. I had some folks who were out for 10 days more. But I know every time a hydro crew drove onto a street and reconnected or fixed a pole or did what they had to do, they were greeted by applause.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so true.
You know, I had the opportunity to see one crew as I was driving past, and I pulled over to the side of the road, didn't want to intervene, but I got out and I was making like clapping motions. I must have looked absolutely goofy, but you know, they are superheroes. We've had so many instances over the last couple of years because of the pandemic, because of this circumstance, because of the floodings, the 100-year floodings that happened twice in a row, to recognize that sometimes heroes, you know, don't always come wearing capes. Sometimes they're your average person, and we have to recognize what they do and thank them, not only in the moment, but afterwards as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's just so many tools, right? Every day there seems to be a new tool that we can use from a communications perspective. So, you know, keeping up with all of that will be an important part, I'm sure, of their debrief and how to move forward. Hopefully we don't have anything like that ever happen again. But if we do, then we're prepared.
Absolutely. And as I said before, with climate change and the potential for additional natural emergencies, disasters, we need to think as proactively as possible, but also be willing to be flexible in the moment so that we can meet people's needs, not just from a communications perspective, but from, just making sure that those who are most vulnerable in our community, their needs are being met throughout these circumstances. So I look forward to the outcome of their debrief. I also look forward to hearing from the city's Emergency Operations Center on what we can do better, because we can always do better.
Always do better. Laura Dudas, appreciate your time. I know how busy you are. Thanks for joining us on City News.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Always a pleasure. City Councillor for Innes Ward, Laura Dudas, giving us a bit of a a recap, of what happened at the city council meeting yesterday and a little bit of her thoughts regarding communications from Hydro One. And I'm just going to say as well, I think, you know, yes, this debrief is important so we could improve some things, but I got to tell you, the majority of the work that Hydro Ottawa did during that time was beyond remarkable, and a big round of applause to everybody that works at Hydro Ottawa. And if we can tweak a few things, then we're going to get there. Hopefully we don't have to for the next tragedy, but you just never know. Mark Monahan is going to join us in a minute. He's the executive director of City Folk and Blues Fest. We're going to talk a little music with the man himself. Stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.